After the previous instance where Uzayr alayhi salam passed by Baitul Muqaddas and he found it completely destroyed, and he made dua to Allah, how will you bring this place back to life again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then showed him that he died for 100 years, and then Allah brought him back to life. His body was 100% intact, his food was 100% intact, but the donkey he was riding on, that it died like any other thing would die, and it was only bones that were left. And in front of his eyes, Allah Ta'ala that made the donkey alive again. And then he went back to his place, and he identified himself, the people recognized him after 100 years, those people who were left behind. But anyway, from that, the great lesson of life after death, that is the important thing, that the full yaqeen, full conviction comes in our heart, that after life, there is after life of this dunya, after death, there is life again. And that yaqeen is very, very important. If that yaqeen is built, then our lives will be accordingly. So Allah Ta'ala, to stress that, mentions another incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Also to build our conviction, our yaqeen, that there is life after death. And we must base our life according to akhirah, not base our life according to dunya. Dunya we have to use to prepare for our akhirah, not to waste our time in this dunya. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah says, remember that time with Father Ibrahim, or with Father Ibrahim, or Rabbi Arini, Kayfa Tuhyil Mauta. Aur yaad karo jab kaha Ibrahim ne, e parvardigar mere, dikhlawe mujhko, kyun kar zinda karega tu murde. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ponder of that time and take it into consideration, deep consideration, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, he said, oh Allah, show me, how will you bring the dead back to life again? His full yaqeen was, he knew. Ibrahim from a young age had full trust in Allah Ta'ala. He at a young age gave up his family, gave up his father and all, and went out in the muhajirun ila rabbi. And he made hijrat in the path of Allah, and he spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala in the four corners of the world of that time. But he made dua that, Ya Allah, show me how will you bring the dead back to life. He had full yaqeen, but the way that it will be done, according to one's own mind, mentally, if a person thinks, then he can think of many ways how the dead will be brought back to life. But how is the actual way, how is Allah going to do it? And also, as we explained in the previous incident, that what a person hears and when he sees it, there is a great difference. In the hadith it comes, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرْ كَالْمُعَيْنَةِ, that what we hear with our ears is not like what we see with our eyes. What a person sees with his eyes is completely different. When Allah Ta'ala gave Musa a.s. the Torah, when he went to meet Allah Ta'ala and Allah gave him the Torah, Allah informed him there already. Allah Ta'ala informed him that your people have gone into the idol worship, into the worship of the calf. The cow, they started worshipping. So Musa a.s. gave this information. But that time his anger did not come to the fore. But when he came to the people and he saw with his eyes that they are worshipping the cow, he could not tolerate it at all. He became so angry that he dropped the Torah also. And he broke into pieces. His anger knew no limit. He caught his brother Harun a.s. by his beard and asked him, what have you done? What has happened? And that whole story that there, this was all that when he saw it with his eyes, what they have been doing. So the seeing with the eyes gives complete conviction. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah, show me that how will you bring, in which method I want to see it with my eyes. Allah said, قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنُ فَرْمَايَا كَيَا تُو يَقِينَ نَهِي كِيَا. Haven't you got yaqeen? He had full yaqeen. Allah also knew that his great friend Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who gave up his family, gave up his father, gave up his hometown, he gave up everything, and he was in the fire also. In the fire, he was in a garden, he had full yaqeen. But he wanted to see, and by coming now in the Quran Sharif, it is a great favor of Allah that we are seeing it also. As we were, when Allah Ta'ala said that haven't you seen, it means that it is like 100% in front of your eyes. This is to build our yaqeen of the Akhirat, and that is what we have to do. So Allah Ta'ala said, don't you believe? He said, yes, all of Allah, undoubtedly I believe. But by seeing it with my eyes, there will be a great difference. وَلَاكِرْ لِيَطَقْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي کیوں نہیں, لیکن اس واسطے چاہتا ہوں کہ تسکین ہو جائے میرے دل کو. But I wish to see so that my heart can have that complete conviction, and I can see the actual method in which you are going to bring the dead back to life again. So this is the basic aqidah which the Quraysh, the Kuffar of Makkah, just could not comprehend. That when we are dead, a person dies. At the beginning, his body is still warm. After that, it becomes cold. There is no life in it whatsoever. How will this body come back to life? They just could not understand that. And that was one of the outward main reasons why they did not accept Iman and Islam. They just could not comprehend that a person will come back to life. And it was on the other side, that same yaqeen, which Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had, that made him Siddiq-e-Akbar. The Miraj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also a thing that cannot be comprehended with the human mind. It's only with yaqeen that a person can believe in the Miraj, that he has little while how this whole great journey had taken place. So this yaqeen is very important for us to build in us, that we have this yaqeen. How much of yaqeen a person has in the Akhirah, every person has his own thermometer, he can gauge himself. How much he is preparing for Akhirah, that is clear, he has got so much yaqeen for Akhirah. And how much he is preparing for dunya and making investments of dunya, worried of the beauty of his house, his car, his clothes, etc. That means it's so much less, it is yaqeen of Akhirah. How we make our namazes, whether we're making full namazes or we just taking shortcuts in our namaz. How much we devote ourselves to deen, that will show how much of yaqeen we have got. So this yaqeen is one of the fundamental things in a person's life, and yaqeen of life after death. And Muslims, when they hear that yaqeen, they turn the world upside down. And the lack of that today, we are following the kuffar, whereas we had to lead the kuffar. We had to take them out from darkness into light. We from the light are following them in their darkness. All because of this lack of this yaqeen. And we have to build it. Going out in jamaat, we should build this yaqeen of out. By the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, by the company of the righteous and the pious, as Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَكُونُوا وَأَصَّادِقِينَ, just be with the righteous and the pious. By meditating on the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us, innumerable favors, all this will build our yaqeen. And if we are blessed with this yaqeen, that person's life is completely different from the whole world's life. The people who are living like animals, like Janwar, then a person's life would be completely different. His life would be like that of the Farishta, of the angels his life would be. So it is very important that we make effort on this yaqeen of the life of Akhirat, as I have explained it here, so much in detail, so that we can take heed and make our lives accordingly. May Allah, in front, Allah explains and shows Ibrahim a.s. in a miraculous way how Allah Ta'ala will bring the dead back to life again.